male pig and you didn't want him to grow up to be a boar, what would you have to do to him?
Mark him.
And then if they did that, then you'd call him a... If he wasn't a boar any longer, would you call him a bar?
Mm-hmm.
That'd be one that if was marked,
mm-hmm,
wouldn't it be?
Mm-hmm, that tree is marked.
Mm-hmm. And what do you call those stiff hairs they have on their backs?
Bristles.
And those long teeth. What do you call
them? Tushes.
Yeah. Now, if the thing you put the food in for a hog would be, you feed a hog in a
pen.
Yeah, and then the
trough.
Yeah, that's what. And if you had two or three of them, you'd say you had two or three
troughs.
And did you ever know of any names for a wild hog? They have any wild hogs around?
No, used to there was wild hogs in there.
What did they call them?
Well, I reckon they just called them wild hogs.
Oh, okay. Now, if a calf was being weaned or something, it might make a noise. You'd say it was
bleating.
And if a cow had lost her calf, you'd say she was
bawling.
And when a horse is ready to be fed, it
nickering.
And did you have anything else besides chickens? Did you raise any other?
No, we had guineas, but we didn't have no ducks or geese or anything like that.
Yeah, any other kind of?
Just chickens and guineas and all.
It was all a kind of fowl.
Yeah, that's all we had.
Mm-hmm. Now, a hen on a nest of eggs is called a
setting hen.
And kind of a portable house to carry chickens around in,
yeah,
is a
poultry house.
Uh-huh. And then
a chicken roost.
Yeah. Now what about those what chicken peddlers would have? What did they have?
Coops.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. That's what they would use.
Yeah.
Now if like if you fix fried chicken for your children, and there'd be one piece that they'd want to get so they could pull that
pulley bone.
Yeah. And what did they want to? They wanted to see which one would get the
shortest piece.
Oh, is that what it was, the shortest piece?
But I don't know what, there's the longest piece up over the door or the shortest piece.
Or something,
piece.
Yeah,
and the first
one
come under that door would be their next boyfriend.
You mean that's what it would mean? That'd be their next boyfriend.
They used to have a bushel of fun over that.
Oh, I bet they did.
They'd watch, see who come under that. See who come under that. Pulley bone.
Oh, that's good.
Well, there's a bunch of girls, they have lots of fun. Especially after they go to have a boyfriend.
Oh, yeah, yeah. To see which one comes in the door, sure. I never had heard that. I didn't know that. That's pretty good. What would you call the inside parts of the chicken that you eat?
The gizzard.
Uh-huh, and those things?
Liver.
Mm-hmm. And what about in inside of a pig? The part that you could eat. You call
liver.
That, did you ever call that the? Have you ever heard? What about the intestines of the hog? Sometimes people would take them and fry them.
Kidneys. I've heard of people eating kidneys. I never did
you
eat
ever
one.
Did you ever eat? I was thinking of. Did you ever eat anything or ever hear of anything called chitlins?
Grandma used to fix them, but
she did. Grandma fixed them.
Yeah, they was good after she fixed them. But I don't know how she fixed them.
But that was something from the inside.
Yeah, paunch. Made out of the paunch of a hog.
Out of the paunch.
Yeah.
Oh, what's the paunch? I don't even know what part.
That's where the food went into. The port went into the guts. I guess they're getting ready for supper. I see them all going down.
Okay. Well, let me shut this thing off.